you're a parent and you're a Christian and you want to do the right thing, but you mess up a lot. I mean, we all do. So how do you respond after you've made a mistake and you feel really bad about it? I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And Danny, lots of parents, I'm sure that you've met, who just can't let go of the fact that they messed up. I blew it, and I have to carry that guilt around for the rest of my life.
Yeah, still remember, and you're right, there are a lot of parents have come in with that guilt, the shame.
Come into your office.
Come into my office, my counseling office. When we're talking about family history and patterns that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I still remember a dad, he was crying, and he said, man, my sexual past, the way I've messed up, I have ruined everything. I haven't shown up well for my son. I haven't guided him well. I've been blind to being able to intentionally teach him and to his struggles. And what we were working on were these sexual struggles with his son. And he felt complete ownership to all of that and was carrying that with pure shame. I mean, all kinds of shame inside. It was quite a journey to travel, not only with the son to find wholeness and healing, but also the father. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. By the end, he was able to really find that forgiveness, grace and forgiveness that you can find in Christ.
Yeah. Well, we're here to offer hope, and here is some hope from Focus President Jim Daly talking with Dr. Kathy Cook. This part of the conversation addressed a need for us to set a godly example for our children.
So I think part of the reason for children to not pursue God is they don't see us pursuing more of God. And another thing I'm going to say, and I think you'll agree, I don't think in the church and in the family we're presenting the wholeness of God. God is Alpha and Omega and everything and all things. But what do children know? He is faithful. Okay. Now, what happens if we don't perceive him as being faithful toward us in one moment? Now we give up on God.
Yeah. No, those are convicting thoughts all the way around. You. I mean, in terms of what your kids are seeing in you, how are you behaving? How are you living your life with the Lord? And, you know, I think we're probably too caught up in culture and contemporary things. And I mean, and the kids are right there with us, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but it's good to demonstrate our enthusiasm for the Lord. You created something you call the Family Resiliency Manifesto. Mm-hmm. Now, that's big. That sounds like, wow, that sounds like a lot of work. What are the ones that stick out to you out of the manifesto?
Yeah, thanks. You know that we understand struggling is sometimes necessary, so therefore don't be afraid of it. It is a part of life. I think that's huge. And that struggle happens sometimes because learning isn't easy. It's not that we're bad or stupid or lazy or clueless. Learning is not always easy. That's part of the manifesto. That gives children permission to say, I don't get it.
Right.
I don't understand that God is loving. I don't feel that. I feel his judgment today. What do you mean, Dad, that God is loving? We need to let them know that not everything is easy. We need to not panic when we make mistakes. So what comes out of our mouth? When we forget a doctor's appointment, when we leave our keys on the counter, when we are running late, what do they hear us say? Do we panic for fear that we will look foolish or we will be disappointed of others? Those are some of them. We expect positive attitudes. You know, negativity and pessimism ought not live here. They can be momentary reality, but they don't define us. That's not of our culture.
I like that. Those are good ones. Those are really good ones. Hey, Kathy, you know, we're right at the end here, and I think it'd be a good opportunity with all of the knowledge that you've experienced and gained doing what you do. I mean, your life's been dedicated to helping children. That's the whole thing. You did a PhD in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what that takes from afar, watching people obtain that. Speak from the heart. You know, it doesn't have to be right out of the book. The book is terrific, and I hope people get a copy, but what would be your parting comments to the listeners who are going, wow, this is hitting me right between the eyes. I've not really thought of this. I've not been that intentional about resiliency in my kids. I feel like if I just treat them maybe a little harder, that'll help them with resiliency. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is another fable, you know. Mm-hmm. Gene's father was that way. He was tough, especially on his boys.
Right.
And I think he regretted it at the end of his life. So, you know, what's the parting comments to help a parent.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't want anyone overwhelmed and therefore doing nothing. We absolutely can make progress when we value ourselves and our children. It's never too late. I like to say that we are the perfectly imperfect parents for our perfectly imperfect children, because otherwise we would not be their parents, whether it be foster, adopting, or by birth. We're perfectly imperfect. We can find within ourselves and our community what we need in order to step up and walk out of the valley and make a difference. To be patient with ourselves is so huge.
That is all good. And I think, like I said earlier, that drip irrigation approach, we're looking for these magnificent moments, and they might come.
Yes.
But don't plan on that being the way.
They'll only come if we pay attention to the drips.
That's right.
I agree. To pay attention to progress in order for that boulder, if you will, to be present later.
Well, I so appreciated, Danny, when Jim and Dr. Kathy Cook were talking about drip irrigation. We live in the High Plains, just outside of the Rockies here, and drip irrigation is necessary for so much of the landscape because it's so dry, and you just got to continue to put in the good stuff into the soil. That's a good analogy for the kinds of progress that we have to look for in our parenting. I've taken to just kind of encouraging parents, especially parents with special needs kids or challenging kids, look for the win. Mm. So how do you address this kind of a mindset that it's not going to be the mountaintop? Maybe it's just the steps toward the mountaintop that really count.
Yeah, so true. I love what Dr. Kathy Cook brings to the table, right? Mm-hmm. She, a lot of great practical examples and
a lot of encouragement.
I get to work with her and I've served homeschool families alongside her as well. And I would say that when we're thinking about the drip irrigation, it's being able to give life-giving words along the way and our actions in response to what our kids are doing. One way that I've done this with kids over the years, and even my own kids in my home, my children, I've loved this, is we've put a marble jar in the kitchen area, the main traffic area, and one of them was filled with marbles, the other one was empty. And each time we caught each other doing things well, we would grab marbles and put them in the jar, and then we would celebrate as a family at the end of that week. That would be our ticket to go out to a restaurant, or many times we did the camping out in our family room with popcorn, and we would mix in chocolate chips or gummy bears, and we would watch a movie, and it was a way for us to just hang out, celebrate the hard work we put in throughout the week. Kids are fueled by you noticing when they do things well and they do things right. When you come up and you look them in the eye and say, I noticed that. That was fantastic. Even now, my 20-year-old son and my 18-year-old daughter, I'll go to them and I say, I noticed you did this, or I noticed you washed the dishes when it wasn't your moment, or when you served your mom or someone else. And I want to make a point to notice those things and look them in the eye, make sure they're receiving it, and you can see just the fueling that gives within them. And so make sure you don't waste those moments, right? The moments where your kids are doing things well, notice those, fuel them up. It's like they're going to the gas station.
Yeah, that's a great, great word from you, Danny. And one of the most encouraging resources to recommend to you to make progress in this area of life is Dr. Kathy Cook's book, Resilient Kids, Raising Them to Embrace Life with Confidence. We all seem to know people who aren't very confident, and you can probably trace it back to their childhood. Help grow your children to be more resilient and more confident with this book. We're making it available for a donation of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family today. Support the work here that we're doing to encourage parents. And when you do so, we'll send the book to you. Details are in the show notes. And a wonderful follow-up to our discussion is a free article we have online. It's called How to Raise Adaptable Kids, and it's going to help you teach your kids some flexibility in life. And once again, that link is in the episode notes. Well, Dan Agresh joins us next time to discuss how your daughter longs for good friendships and what you can do about that. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and our entire team, thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.